Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Archer with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, the Ferro Engineering Factory in Tingalpa, East Brisbane, has had its entrance blocked this morning by a group protesting the company's supply of weapons to the Israeli military. All deliveries and exports from the factory have been blocked, and some employees have been barred from entering due to protesters from pro-Palestine group Shut Down Ferro blocking the driveway since 5 a.m. The group are protesting the company's production of parts used in F-35 fighter jets, used by Israel in their genocide of Palestinians. Mining company Anglo American will soon sell all of its Australian coal mines, including five from Queensland. The century-old company said that the changes would come urgently and that the sale of its local assets would be used to reset its balance sheet. This comes a week after Anglo refused a $64.6 billion deal from mining giant BHP, claiming that the company was being undervalued. In national news, the statue of former Tasmanian Premier William Crowther was vandalised last night, with the perpetrators successfully bringing it down after a failed attempt days prior. Crowther, once a surgeon before he became Tasmanian Premier, infamously desecrated and stole the head of Aboriginal man William Lann in 1869. This act of vandalism comes before the tribunal, expected today, on an appeal against the statue's planned removal.
Road safety advocates are pushing for a reduced speed limit and pedestrian crossing at the road in the New South Wales border town of Balranald, led by a family whose 7-year-old son died after being hit by a car. Balranald Shire Council first considered the changes to the crossing, popular with school children, in 2004, but have failed to take any action, and concerns have also been raised over the road's poor signage and lack of visibility. A local petition for a pedestrian or school crossing has garnered over 2,000 signatures. In international news, an art project known as the Dublin to New York Portal has been temporarily closed after a spate of bad behaviour from the public. The project is a round structure with a two-way live stream linking the two cities as if through a magical portal. However, due to inappropriate behaviour, the portal was closed. New Yorkers were confronted with images of 9/11 being put up to the camera, and many were shocked at the swear words used by the Dubliners on the other end. Organisers are looking for a way to prevent bad behaviour. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.